With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secret Service agents shot and killed an intruder at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
Early Sunday morning, an armed man drove into the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, before being shot and killed. The U.S. Secret Service says the man entered the property with a gas can and a shotgun. When he raised the weapon to a shooting position, the agents and a local sheriff's deputy fired. Although President Trump often spends weekends at his resort, he was at the White House when the incident occurred. Greg Clugston reporting.
Snow picking up intensity as a powerful storm expected to rapidly strengthen in the coming hours off the mid-Atlantic coast. The worst of the storm will be felt overnight Sunday and through Monday, when more than a foot is forecast to fall in a quarter from Delaware to southeast Massachusetts. Blizzard warnings from coastal Virginia to southern New Hampshire. At least seven states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, have declared states of emergency. A new government decision causing frustration for some travelers.
The Department of Homeland Security has suspended the TSA pre-check and global entry airport security programs while there's a partial government shutdown. Both programs are meant to help speed registered travelers through security lines. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says airports and ports of entry also are suspending courtesy and special privilege escorts. The trade group Airlines for America, which represents major carriers, says it's past time for Congress to get to the table and get a deal done. The partial government shutdown began February 14th after Democrats and the White House couldn't reach a deal on legislation to fund Homeland Security. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is SRN News. A new study of religious diversity around the globe.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that for sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. Suriname and Taiwan come in second and third, respectively. The U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but amongst the largest nations on earth, it is number one, followed by Nigeria and Russia. The least diversity is found in mostly Muslim countries in the Middle East and Africa. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Patriarch of Armenia's Apostolic Church has been indicted and banned from leaving the country. Patriarch Karakhan has been charged with obstructing and the enforcement of a judicial act and prevented from attending a major church convocation in Austria. Armenia in the grip of a church-state conflict, with priests accusing the government of failing to protect the country from incursions from its neighbor, mostly Muslim Azerbaijan. This is SRN News. Israeli airstrikes on eastern Lebanon have killed eight Hezbollah members.
Officials from the terrorist group say eight of their members died in the strike near a village in eastern Lebanon. Hezbollah also says the Israeli strikes killed three local officials as well. Officials from the terrorist group spoke on Saturday. The Israeli military says it hit Hezbollah missile units at command centers in the Baalbek area.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Lebanon's health ministry says the airstrikes killed 10 people, including two foreigners, and wounded 24 others. In another war zone, Russia launching a major overnight missile and drone attack on Ukraine, killing one person near Kyiv and damaging homes and energy sites. Ukraine's emergency service said responders did rescue eight people. Ukraine's Air Force is reporting Ukrainian defenses downed most of the missiles and drones. More details at SRNNews.com.